Okay, so I have herpes, and I'm actually currently having an outbreak right now. You can't see anything on my lip. You can't. Every now and then, like, I feel it on my chin. I feel it, you know, here. Like, you know, I kind of go like this. But so I have HSV-1. 80% of the population has it. I have it orally, anally, and vaginally.
So she's got herpes in every single hole. Like, there's no hole you're going to try and get in there and think, yeah, I'm safe. No, you're not safe. And she's basically just exposing herself to the whole universe. It's so crazy how people are willing to embarrass themselves and their family just for attention. And this woman here is basically letting you know that she's got it, but you can't see it. Her face is literally crawling, tingling, bro.
However, I don't get cold sores. Like, I never really get cold sores. But I did want to mention it only because me having herpes is like a big deal to my bullies. And like, when I say bullies, I mean even like my family members. Like, somehow everybody just knows that I have herpes.
Your family members are probably gonna feel embarrassed. They're gonna feel kind of disappointed that you have herpes, because there's a connotation that if you've got herpes, that means you probably have thrown your box around. You've probably gone out there and just been sleeping around, and then you've contracted this sexually transmitted disease by sleeping around. So that's the connotation, and that's why they're probably on your case about it.
Oh, everybody knows I have herpes. Like, oh, it's so gross because the stripper, the sex worker has herpes. Like, guys.
Oh, so you're a stripper and an sex worker, meaning you sell sex. Now, we don't know to what capacity you sell that service. You might be just doing OF, where you're showing your body to the whole wide world online, or you might be actually selling box. But please carry on.
Guys, actually, I got herpes when I was a kid, I'm pretty sure. I never actually had a cold sore. The ironic thing is that the only reason I know I have herpes is because I am really paranoid, and, or actually not paranoid, I care a lot about my sexual health. So I get tested very, very, very often. Like, I get tested if I know I'm want to sleep with somebody and get into a sexual relationship with somebody. I get tested before that. After I begin having sex with somebody, I get tested during it. Even if we're using condoms and all that. Mind you, the whole, like, okay, you can just use protection thing doesn't really work. Like, not with HSV-1. Like, you know, like, honestly, I probably got this shit as karma, because, you know, I used to always be like, and I still do actually, like, where I'm like, oh, like, you know, I get the bread, I get the head, and then I leave.
Wow. Do you hear what she just said? She gets the head, she gets the bread, and then she leaves. Just using men, and now she ended up contracting herpes.
To always be like, oh no, like, you can come and eat my ass, but like, you're not getting shit out of me. You know, like, you can come and eat my ass, but you're not getting shit out of me. But anyways, so I was gonna say, the only reason I know I have it is because every time I go and get tested, oh, and after I end a sexual relationship with somebody, I get tested for a third time. And if I go, like, if I have a period of a few months, like, If I go a long time without having any sex, I will also get tested. Like, just in between, just in case. But so the only reason I know if I have herpes is because I actually specifically asked them to do the blood work to test for herpes, for the antibodies. They usually don't include that because, like, in all of my testing, it only showed up one time. Once. So, like, in order for it to show up on a test, you actually have to have the antibodies present at the specific time of that test. So I guess I might have had it my whole entire life. I'm assuming I've had it my whole life, only because if I'm at the point where I don't get cold sores, I'm willing to bet that I've had it my whole life. And maybe I did have cold sores when I was little and I just, like, grew up and never knew that I had it.
Bruh, like, you don't seem to know nothing. You don't seem to have no awareness of what's been going on in your life, inside your body. Either you started getting symptoms at some point in your recent life, or you've always had those symptoms, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, even a lot of the people I know that feel some type of way about me having herpes have herpes. They're just in denial about it, you know? Like, I'm like, no, girl, like, you're always tickling your chin, or like, your lip is itchy all the time. You have a reoccurring issue on your, oh, like, you have this reoccurring, like, acne. Oh, you have, oh, you're going like this, like, oh yeah, my chin is itch. Like, do you have herpes?
I will agree with her that there's a lot of people that have herpes, a lot. I just want to, at this point, that guys need to realize, like, you can't look at someone and just see if they're clean or not. Because a lot of you guys, you would look at this girl and think, oh, nah, she's all right. You know, I want to sleep with her, da, 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 da. And you don't know that, you know, her face inside her skin and everything is like tickling and tingling and crawling, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? And she could potentially pass it to you, bro.
You know, like the same people that I know. I'm like,
what the hell was that? Why'd you do that for? She want to show her armpit hair. What the hell?
Are doing all the herpes stuff are the same people that feel like I'm gross because I actually officially have herpes. And like, I know that I have herpes on a test, which is ironic because the only reason I know I have herpes on the test is because I'm extremely on top of my sexual health.
You really sound proud of yourself. Like, you really sound very proud that you found out and now you can tell everybody that you have herpes and no one should have a problem with you having herpes. When you start having sex with someone, blah, 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 do you tell the partners that you have herpes? Do you tell them? That's a question you have not answered yet.
Because I'm on top of my sexual health, because I'm medically literate, because I'm safe, because I am healthy, because I am healthy, I know that I have HSV1. 80% of y'all have it. 80% of y'all have it. This is what an active herpes outbreak looks like.
You cannot trust nothing these days, bro. You cannot see a girl and think, oh yeah, everything is all good. You don't know. You have no clue what she's carrying, fam. She's showing you right here that this is an active outbreak. Not just that she's got it, but the herpes is active in her skin, on her body right now. Bro, if you saw her outside, you would not be able to tell.
Active. It's active right now. Active.
End of the day, like, guys, you gotta be careful, man. You out there, you trying to sleep around. Like, a lot of guys are trying to get a high body count. They're trying to rack up numbers and that. And you gotta understand, a lot of these girls that you're running into, they have got bodies, fam. Yeah, I just did a video yesterday about another girl. She said that she's got 3,000 bodies. And yeah, she does corn, but still, there's a lot of people that are basically doing corn without getting paid. They're just doing it in their own regular life. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so, bruv, it's scary out there, man. It's probably best that you protect yourself. Don't sleep with every single body that you come across. Yeah, sometimes it's just not worth it, fam. Do you get what I'm saying? Just to bust nuts. It's not worth it, man. Then you'll be living with some herpes. Anyways, with that being said, you lot, take care of yourselves, man. And make sure you like this video and leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this in the comment section below. Also, make sure you go to my website, www.letsgonow.shop. Make sure you go there, cop some of the merchandise, yeah? Very important that you support the real business, yeah? Anyway, with that being said, you lot take care. I'm out. Peace.